All right, thank you guys for tuning in for Living with Purpose podcast. Your host, yours truly, Taylor Jones. Today we're going to talk about what to do if you feel like you're stuck in a rut and how to really begin to implement change, massive change in the direction that you want in your life, okay? So today, this is going to be applicable. It doesn't matter if you want to start your own business. I know a lot of people have been messaging me saying that they don't actually like their current job. So this is great. Today's episode is going to be very relevant. If you guys are looking to get into a new job or a totally different career path, or maybe you've been single for a while and you want a new girlfriend. So today's episode, I'm going to go over the three things that you guys need to implement in your life if you want to begin to step into to real change and abundance in your life. So the first thing that you absolutely need, okay, it starts with a big R, okay, and it is responsibility, okay? So in other words, if you aren't sure if something is your fault, if you make a mistake at work, if you screw up, okay, if something that is in your life that you don't like, you need to take full responsibility for it. Even if you don't think it's your fault, you need to take responsibility for everything, okay? You cannot, if I pass the blame, if let's say that I don't like my job, right? Been there for a few months and it's really unfulfilling. If it's my boss's fault, my dad's fault because that's what here he wants me to work, if it's my my teacher's fault because that's what they recommended for me, if it's anyone's fault but my own, I'm going to keep bitching instead of taking the action that I need to take and thinking the thoughts that I need to think in order to step into that next position or that next career. So everything is your fault. If you're making excuses, you're going to stay exactly where you are. Okay, so that is the first thing, responsibility. Everything is your fault. Number two, desire. Okay, why is this important? I want to tell a quick story here. So I had a previous job. I was working at a hotel as a bellman. I started out, I loved the job, and then as time went on, I began to hate it. And this is all happening inside my mind, but I want to kind of outline how this is so powerful. So if you guys are spending all of your time kind of ruminating over what you don't like, you're going to continue to get more of that. Okay, it's very simple, energetic, you know, law of attraction type stuff. Now, if you begin to shift that and focus instead on the thing that you desire that is not quite yet in your life, you're then going to begin to attract that energy, that mind frame, those people and those opportunities into your life. So now this comes with two things. Desire. You need to desire and focus on, write down maybe every morning your goals or the specific career you want. Maybe if you want a new girlfriend, you should desire, I want a girlfriend. Okay. You need to be very clear of what you desire. Okay. And be very specific and focus your energy there instead of dwelling in your current circumstance. So be specific on your desire, write it down, say it out loud, speak it into existence, and then on your current circumstance, offer acceptance. So when you show up let's say you don't like your job, show up every single day to your job, fully accepting of the fact that you are still aware that it's not your favorite and aren't fully fulfilled, and outperform everybody else, and show up with this level of acceptance, and you're then going to begin to open yourself up for opportunity. Okay, so in other words, don't dwell, focus on what you desire. The third thing that you need in order to implement real change in your life is action, okay? Action, what does this mean? Grant Cardone says it best, 10X, okay? If you really want to see massive changes in your life, you need to perform at 10X and put in 10X the amount of actions and implementations that you think you would initially need in order to get there. So in other words, if I don't like my job, I'm going to go home at the end of the day and I'm going to spend 2 hours instead of sending out 10 resumes. I'm going to send out 100 resumes. Maybe I fall asleep at 80. Okay, good enough. I'm going to hear back from at least a few of those people. If I want to get a girlfriend, I'm going to go, maybe I'm going to set my goal at three, th- have three conversations with, you know, three different girls throughout the course of the week. Let's 10x that. I'm going to try to reach out to 30 girls, have 30 conversations. If you do this and implement massive action, obviously not in a creepy way, you know, but you're going to see results, okay? You can't sit at home and dwell on something that you don't like, a circumstance that is not favorable to you, and then at the same time complain about what it is that you want to change. So those three things, guys, everything is your fault. Focus on what you desire instead of dwelling on what you don't have, and implement massive action today in order to get to where you want. If you can really focus on those three things, you're going to see huge change very quickly. Thank you guys for tuning in with the Living with Purpose podcast, and go out and make it a great one. Remember, be grateful for what you have and focus on what you want. Thank you. Oh yeah, before I leave, I'm sorry. I need to be less apologetic. Like, share with your friends, and copy and paste onto your story and share with somebody. So if you know someone that needs to hear this message, okay? Like, share, subscribe to the podcast. Thank you guys so much.